Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is what's not to love. You know, the Bible says God is love, and we are to love because God is love. And if his love is in us, the love of the Father, then we're supposed to love too. So what's not to love? Are we to love everybody and everything? We're supposed to walk in love. Well, the Apostle John told the believers in 1 John 2:15 through 17, he said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Isn't that a great scripture? We're instructed actually not to love. We're not to love the pride of life. We're not to love the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh. Those things get us in trouble. Those three things are the basis of all sin. We see with our eyes and lust for it. Our flesh yearns for things that are sinful. My goodness. So what do? We're to walk in love, of course. But when it comes to those things not to love, it's more important to have the love of the Father in us. That means we have to examine ourselves. We have to see what's inside of us. Are we living in the lust of the flesh? Are we living in the lust of the eye or the pride of life? Those things make up the things of the world that the Bible says we are not to love. How can life go on without those things? It can if you walk in the Spirit. It can if you're dependent upon the Lord and the grace of God and the love of the Father being in you. I mean, look what Jesus did. He raised the dead and healed the sick. He blessed people. He healed them from their oppression. What is our life all about? Are we not to walk in our Father's love? Are we not to minister the love of the Father in this life, in this world? If we're all caught up in ourselves, the pride of life and the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh, we're not going to have the love of God. It won't be in us. The love of the Father won't be there. And one day when we stand before the Lord, he's going to say, "Gee, I wanted to have all this love in you. I wanted you to walk in my love. And I had such a destiny for you. Oh, if you would have just yielded yourself to me, I would have made things happen. And I would have been there for you in so many ways. And yet you would not." So let me encourage you today to stand in the Lord, to walk in the Spirit, and let the love of the Father be in you. God bless you, and have a great day.